Hello, welcome to the seminar today. This is Perry A. talking about living clay, my favorite subject. And how many of you have had your clay today? I wish I could see a show of hands, but unfortunately I can't. Well, I've definitely had mine. I want to invite all of our listeners, and briefly what we are talking about is living clay and how it reacts in our bodies. Today, I want to cover the topic of the mystery of clays. There's so many mysteries about how clays work that have baffled scientists and biologists for years trying to figure it out. And there's some theories out there, and unfortunately, no one has really taken an interest in clay to prove anything, to do a lot of research and testing, because mostly clays in the past have just been used for commercial uses and industrial uses, so it wasn't necessary. However, understand that the FDA, bentonite clay is one of the few things that the FDA has recognized as gross, generally regarded as safe. Now, that doesn't mean that they give you permission to take it internally, because all clays are somewhat different. Some are not as pure and clean as others. Some work stronger than others in different areas. So they don't want to give you blanket permission to take the clay internally until you've gone through their million-dollar testing situation. However, it's nice to know that it pretty much has a stamp of approval. I believe they're aware that clay is not going to hurt you in any way. It can be used internally if it's in a small amount with something else, in an amount small enough not to leave a residue. So it's with the good manufacturing practice. So clay is in a lot of things. You've had it before and just didn't know it, maybe didn't have a significant amount. And what we're talking about is healing clay, the healing properties of clay. This is something old that's coming back to the forefront. It was used by our forefathers and Aboriginal tribes for generations and generations, and it goes back to biblical days. So probably before the written word, clay was used. A man figured out the value of clay. Somehow we got away from it, but now the good news is we're coming back to it. For any of our new listeners that are very new to clay, clay is volcanic ash. It's birthed from a volcano. The tremendous heat of that volcano burns out all the impurities, and it blows this ash into the sky. Well, the ash is trace minerals with all the impurities burned out, and the heat of the intensity of the heat of the volcano binds these minerals together to make up the particle called clay. Now, this ash lands in an inland lake, riverbed, creek, or sea, and that's where you get in the sea. If it's a saltwater lake, it's a sodium bentonite, and if it's clear water and the sodium content is under 2%, it's a calcium bentonite. So this clay is supercharged with an electromagnetic energy from the volcano, and this is what I want to talk about today. When you burn a log, you see the heat rise, and you still have some of the log left, and some of it has gone into ash where it got really, really hot, and it disintegrated all of it. Well, energy never dies. It just transforms and leaves. But when that energy leaves with the tremendous heat like that, it creates a vacuum, a void. So that's why people take charcoal. Charcoal is known for its drawing powers. Well, clay has been to a greater intensity of heat than charcoal can ever imagine. And it's much easier to work with than charcoal, so you don't get black stuff all over you too. Is what draws, and it just sucks out impurities. It sucks out toxins through the pores of the skin. Taking it internally, it sucks out toxin, anything with a positive ionic charge, because it's a strong negative charge. And your diseases, your bacteria, your virus, your fungus, not all your bacteria, but the bad stuff, these are all positive charge. So it's drawn into the clay molecule, captured there in the interior of the clay molecule, and carried out of the body. Clay doesn't necessarily kill bacteria. It captures them, cuts them off from their supply of nourishment, and they die. Bacteria, particularly disease-type bacteria, need an environment to grow in. They like an acidic environment. That's another benefit of clay, because it has a 9.7 pH. It alkalizes the body, and it brings the body into balance. The Indians always said clay has a wisdom of its own. It knows where to go and what to do, and I've seen that time and again. It doesn't overdo. It doesn't overdo the alkalinity. It just does it enough to bring it into balance, and it knows how to monitor that with its homeostatic properties. So that's a little bit about clay, and I would love to go and talk to you a little bit about some of the mysteries of clay. There are some things clay does that just boggle my mind, and it keeps amazing me how fast it works. I had acid reflux, I would say severely. I had a hiatal hernia, and that's the little valve that opens to your esophagus. It loses its elasticity, and it doesn't close good. Then when you lay down at night, your stomach acids come up through your esophagus and just roll right up into the back of your throat. It burns tremendously from that acid. I wasn't on the purple pill. I kept thinking, I've got to do something, or I'm going to end up with esophageal cancer. I didn't think about taking the clay until the person, I was a newbie then to clay, was using it externally, wasn't really sold on drinking it and taking it internally. And the person who introduced me to about it, he said, well, I can tell you're not taking the clay or you wouldn't have that problem. And I said, really? He said, really? And like most doubting Thomases, I proceeded to think, okay, maybe it's time for me to go ahead and drink some of this dirt. So I mixed it with water and I poured some and I started drinking. By the third day, my acid reflux was history. It was gone. I didn't have it anymore. I could sleep without being propped up on pillows. And this made a believer out of me. That and a burn, using it topically. I'm cooking and I hit the top of the oven, the rack above, and burned my hand. And I was so surprised when I put the clay on thickly how quickly the burn pain went away. A burn pain just lasts and lasts because it really irritates those nerve endings. And within a minute, the pain was gone. And I just kept the clay on there as long as it was tender. And that evening, I washed it off, and there wasn't a blister. There wasn't a mark. I put a thin coat on, slept with it on. And the next day, it wasn't the least bit tender. There was no indication that I'd had a burn. And I've heard from this from many, many people that they've experienced this phenomenon. How does it take pain away? I don't know, but it's a natural analgesic. My grandson, 2 years old, was kind of running through the house with some other kids, fell and hit the wedged corner of the kitchen cabinet right on his forehead. Just a big thong. You could hear it all the way across the room. While he was screaming bloody murder, and a knot came out on his head. He's a redhead and fair skin, and I thought, oh, he's going to have a huge bruise, and this knot started coming up before my eyes. I grabbed the clay, put it on thickly, had him in my lap, screaming and crying, and within 30 to 45 seconds, he stopped crying, crawled down from my lap, and ran back to finish playing with the kids. Now, what would that tell me? He couldn't talk, but he showed me it's not hurting anymore. Mina, I need to go back and play some more. How does it do that? I don't know. Topically, it takes the pain away, insect bite, itches, rashes. It just stops the pain. Arthritis. How does it take arthritis pain away from drinking it, from merely drinking it? People say their pain in their joints have subsided. Now, I was getting arthritic, and I was getting it in my thumbs, and I could hardly open a jar, and it would hurt when I really forced my thumbs. I don't have that problem anymore. I've been drinking clay for so long, and all of a sudden I realized, you know, I used to have that, and arthritis is supposed to get worse as you get older. I haven't had it in a long time, and I attribute that to drinking the clay. How does it affect that? I don't know. How does it take the pain away when you drink it and clay is not absorbed into the bloodstream? I don't know. My theory is it's electromagnetic energy. They did a study with a gentleman in France, and they put a patch on the bottom of his foot and hooked it up to a machine that would take a electromagnetic reading. And they had him drink some clay, and the minute it hit his mouth, it resonated on the machine from the bottom of his foot. So the theory is, again, is that it stimulates the latent cell energy in the body. This electromagnetic energy just goes through and it awakens dead and dormant cells and helps cellular repair. It creates energy that would move in the body in different joints and things. I had an interesting case the other day. A friend of mine was a hairdresser. She had a knot on her thumb from holding the scissors and cutting hair for 40 years. And we were at a women's retreat, and I took my clay, and I gave everybody a shot of clay before bedtime. She'd never had it before. She took one little, was about a 2-ounce size. I poured for everybody. She drank it down, went to bed. The next morning she came in and she said, "The strangest thing happened during the night. I could feel movement in my thumb. I could just feel something going on. It didn't hurt. It wasn't painful. But there was a sensation that something was going on. I got up this morning, and I promise you that knot on my thumb is smaller." How does it do this? I don't know. I just know it does. Like the Indians say, trust the clay. My most amazing story is the young boy, the teenage boy that was blind from a glaucoma birth defect. And he had started getting pain attacks behind his eyes as he reached puberty. He was about 15. And he went to a public school and lived as normal a life as he could for a blind kid. But these pain attacks would be so severe they had to come home and put him on pain pills and knock him out, and he'd just sleep through them. Well, the doctors had operated 20 times and couldn't stop it. And they said their only suggestion was to remove his eyes from his sockets. Well, naturally, his parents didn't want that, neither did he. They heard us on the radio on the Power Hour talking about the clay, ordered some. The day it came, he was having an attack. They opened it, they put a tablespoon in a glass of water, stirred it up, didn't shake it, didn't know how to mix it, just had him start drinking the glass of water and sipping on it. Within 15 minutes, the pain attack had stopped, which was phenomenal. The next week, it happened again. They did the same thing. They called me. I had him start taking the clay daily, show him how to mix it up so he could leave it on the cabinet and not have to fumble around mixing it when he felt a pain attack coming on. We had him start drinking it with the detox portion of drinking 2 ounces 2 to 3 times a day for 21 days to cleanse for an internal cleanse, detoxing and getting rid of parasites. And then he monitored and backed down and found his maintenance level. The last time I talked to his dad, he had not had an attack in over a year. And he was drinking 1 ounce a day of the clay. If he stopped drinking the clay, they would come back. How does the clay do that? I can't tell you. I am completely and always amazed at the phenomenalness of stories, how quickly it heals a bone. I do have a few questions here, so I'm going to go over to the questions now. We have a question from Jerome. After the clay has dried on the body, will it continue to be just as effective as first applied saturated Thank you for your teleseminars, Jerome. Thank you, Jerome. You know, it's interesting. Sometimes it seems after it dries on the body, the longer you leave it, the harder it works. That's why I go to sleep with a little clay on my body nearly every night somewhere. I just put a thin coat and leave it on. If you've ever taken a clay facial and you wait for it to dry, and instead of washing it off when it first dries, leave it on another 20 or 30 minutes, you will feel a flush in your skin. You will feel a heat to your face, a warmth, as it keeps drawing and it's pulling the blood flow, the oxygen, and stimulating those cells. And it will get real warm to touch. And often if you're fair skinned, when you wash it off, your face will be red. It'll go away in about 15 minutes. It's not permanent. It's just pulling blood flow. Some people are so sensitive, their skin is so tender that it feels like it's kind of a burn. So I tell them not to leave it on that long and let it dry. So yes, I'm a great believer that leaving it on after it dries, it's still working. It will work when you quit taking it. It's going to have a residual effect and it will keep working for a number of days, 3 to 4 or 5 days, depending on how long you've been taking it. That's another thing I noticed about it. I guess it takes a while for you to get your system to get acidic again and to lose that balance. Thank you for that question, Jerome. Laura from Hanover, she said, I take 2 ounces of clay daily. Good for you. I started about mid-May. I'm 53 today. Happy birthday, Laura. And I'm wondering how much calcium should I be taking? I have cut back since drinking the clay. Laura, I would continue on your calcium. Clay is not a mineral supplement, though it is mineral, and it's calcium bentonite, and you will get a small amount of calcium because it's in the adsorption layer, and it's a dominant mineral, but it's not enough to suffice for a mineral supplement. However, all that being said, it is going to help with your bone density and your blood, even though it's not absorbed into the body. How? I don't know. I just know I'm living proof. I'm 72, and about a year ago I went in and had they did the bone density test, and I was all in the green. So I was real pleased with that. The green is good. Yellow is when you're getting into too low. So I would keep taking your calcium along with the clay. I don't take the birth control pills. I chose not to do that. The hormone pills, excuse me. And I just take calcium, and my doctor told me to take 1,200 milligrams a day. So I take 2 calcium tablets a day and the clay. And I know lately there's been a lot of things about calcium, so just watch it. Again, I think the clay keeps everything in balance and in relationship. So calcium is affected. The adsorption of calcium is affected by your magnesium intake, too. So you should be taking some magnesium with that. All right. Sammy in Los Angeles. What's the difference between taking clay with food, since you offer recipes in your book, versus drinking it alone and waiting an hour before or after you eat? Wouldn't living clay interfere with the digestion because of its alkalinity? A lot of people like to take it on an empty stomach just to let it work unencumbered and not challenged by anything else in there, which is good. There are times, there are some people that tend to have constipation if they drink it on an empty stomach before breakfast. I just read that the other day in a book. Clay itself doesn't cause constipation. It's what it pulls out, and it pulls old fecal matter out that's pretty dried and putrefied. Some people have problems with constipation with taking clay. Other people say for the first time in their life they're regular and they have 3 bowel movements a day. So clay is an adaptogen. It will adapt to your body, and it works in relationship to your body. So everybody can get different results with it on that. There are times I like to take clay before I go out to eat, if I know I'm going to eat something greasy, because I think all of you have heard me tell the story of fixing the pot of chili and having grease standing in it. I poured a fourth of a cup of the clay in it, stirred it up, and the grease just disappeared. It was the liquid clay, and it just disappeared. Because the clay has this wisdom of its own, I don't think it reduces the ability of your stomach acid to work appropriately. If you have a concern, just wait. You know, that's the simple solution. Most people replenish their probiotics anyway. The body replenishes them pretty fast if you eat dairy or yogurt or something like that, or take the probiotics. And it just go with what you feel good about it. There's no wrong way to take clay. And yes, we can take it in food, and we have some children, and that's the only way their parents can get them to eat it. And I like putting it in a smoothie. So often in the morning, I fix a breakfast smoothie, and I put my clay in there and drink it that way. Another question. No, that's the previous question from Jerome. Okay, let me see if I have anything else. Those are all the questions for now. So let's go back and talk about that one again. Drinking it alone or waiting an hour before or after you eat. Going to bed, taking it on an empty stomach. If you have digestive problems, if you have polyps in your colon problems, it can get in there and heal better. Taking it with food, the darn stuff just finds a way to work. Most of us, our systems are too acid. We still need stomach acid, but I promise you I digest my food. I can tell when I have my bowel movements. So I don't think it's really interfering that much with the digestion and the breakdown of foods from the stomach acid. Again, the clay is about balance, and it wants to bring it to a state of balance. You know, some of this stuff I don't have definitive answers for and proof. So we just kind of have to go with what we have. Another story that is fairly amazing was how quickly clay helps heal broken bones. I wish I could get with an orthopedic surgeon to make a clay cast to put on people to help heal their bones, because I know putting clay over the bone speeds the healing process. Again, I believe it's through this electromagnetic energy bringing blood flow and oxygen and healing to that area. I had a gentleman the other day that called, and he had broken his ankle, his wrist, when a horse fell with him. And he was, you know, out on the ranch, and he went into the little small town to the clinic there, and they gave him a splint and told him to go 70 miles to the next big city and get an orthopedic doctor, and they would probably put a cast on it for 6 to 8 weeks. Well, old tough cowboy that he was, he went home, he called me, he fixed up a clay, real thick clay poultice, packed it around his arm, wrapped it in saran wrap, put his splint on over it, did that for about 3 days, and then he started doing it just off and on during the day, not doing it 24/7. And within 3 weeks, he was back riding horses and driving a tractor using hydraulic gears, so shifting the gears with that hand. So it's amazing how quickly it can speed the healing process of bones, cuts. When diabetic ulcers won't heal, put clay on it. You want to keep wet clay on an open wound like that, because when it dries, it will pull. You don't want it pulling the skin and breaking it and bleeding. So keep the wet clay on, wrap it in saran wrap or glad press and seal, something to hold it in place, a wet cheesecloth. Keep the wet clay on there. I've had several people who were scheduled for amputations They had been in the hospital for weeks on antibiotics. The diabetic ulcer wouldn't heal. And with Clay, within a matter of 4 to 5 days, they were seeing the healing process begin, and they stopped the amputation. I know a lady that had a black toe. Her toe had turned black, and they were going to amputate and wanted to take off her toe, maybe part of her foot. She was a diabetic. Her daughter called me. We had her soaking her foot in clay. She just got a plastic shoebox and filled it with a clay solution, not as thick as the cleansing clay mass, the 1-to-3 ratio, but thicker than what we drank. So she kind of just played with it and got a nice soupy thick clay, soaked her foot in it 30 minutes twice a day. And when I found out about it, she said she had used the 8-to-1 ratio. So she was literally using the ratio. She didn't use the thick ratio. She used the drinking ratio. But she soaked it twice a day, and she would wrap her toe in the clay at night. And she went back to the doctor. That was like on Monday, and she was supposed to have the surgery on Friday. And by the time she got back to the doctor, the pink had come back to her toe, and the black was going away, and the doctor postponed it and said, continue taking, doing whatever you're doing because it's working. So I am an advocate for anybody that's facing an amputation. Please try clay first. Give it a chance and see what it'll do, because it so speeds the healing process. I can't say that enough. I'm just adamant about what it can do. Okay, let me move back over. I can't talk and do something at the same time and see if we have any more questions. No more questions. I guess I've answered everybody's questions, huh? Well, let's see. What else do I want to talk about? When I was talking about dental and gums, we haven't talked about that. Clay is so important. I always put a little of the hydrated clay, the cleansing clay mask, on top of my toothpaste and brush my teeth with it. It's just added benefits to the mouth. You can swish with a little of your liquid clay in the morning after you brush your teeth, or swish with it during the day, and it will get the bacteria that are lodged down in your gums. Food gets impacted down in your gums. The clay will draw it out, and the bacteria begin to grow out there in there, and it loosens the gums from our teeth. Well, the clay will draw it out. Now, when I moved to Kyle, my dentist was way up north, and it took me a long time to find a new dentist. I kept putting it off, and it was ridiculous for me to drive 50 or 60 miles to my old dentist, so finally, I just picked one out of the phone book and went, and I thought, oh, I'm going to get a bad report, because it had been 4 years since I'd been to the dentist. He was amazed how I didn't have a great deal of buildup when he cleaned my teeth, and he checked my bone density, and he said, well, you ought to keep your teeth till you're 102. And I said, well, I don't know if I want to be around that long unless I can do the jiggity jig and keep dancing and going. I don't want to outlive the flexibility of my body. But that's nice to know, because I'd always been told I had soft teeth, and I didn't have any cavities, 4 years and no cavities, and a really good dental report. Now, twice a month, I will take clay, the powdered clay, and put it on the back of my toothbrush, pull the cheek out, and kind of line it between your teeth and gums all the way around on the bottom row. It's hard to get it on the top row, but you can if you try a little bit. The saliva will stick it to your gums, and you can just sleep with it in your mouth. Take a little sip of water to clear it off your tongue, because it has a little bit of a chalky taste, or not. I don't. And leave it packed in your gums. And do that about twice a month. And that's great preventative for ever having dental problems and keeping your gums healthy. I did have a lady, this is when I was first introduced to the clay. A friend of mine, the person who told me about clay, a friend of mine was with me, and she was had an appointment for having pyrrhea surgery. She had pyrrhea, the gum disease, and they were going to pull the gums down and scrape the bone and do all that stuff, and it's quite painful. She was scheduled on Friday. Well, we met him on Sunday, and he told me to get her some clay and to have her start brushing her teeth and brush down in her gums with it. Just put the powdered clay on her toothbrush and brush real good with it and brush it down in her gums. And then at night, to pack it around her gums and leave it in there. And when she went back on Friday, the doctor said, well, I don't know what you're doing, but keep it up because we're not going to do this surgery yet. You've improved so much. Well, the last time I talked to her, it had been 5 years, and she still hadn't had the surgery. So that's what daily use of clay will do for your teeth and gums. All right, we were going to keep it at 30 minutes today, and we've about reached that time. I'm going to go back over to the phone lines and refresh. And if anybody on the phone lines would ask a question, if you will punch *2 on your telephone, that will raise your hand on my computer. I can click on it and open the audio where you can come online and ask your question. So if I don't get a question, it's been wonderful talking with you. I hope you use clay daily and you go out and get some if you don't. We're coming into fall, and fortunately it's going to be a little gentler on our skin. But a lot of us have been out in the sun, and we've built up a thick layer of dried skin cells. So put some clay on your arms and your face and neck, and let it dry, and then go in and wash it off and get rid of those dead skin cells. And you do know skin is good for little cancer cells that grow on your skin and arms, the superficial ones. Put clay on them. I can't tell you enough what to put clay on. The book is the definitive guide. It lists over 100 things you can use clay for and how to use it. It's called Living Clay, Nature's Own Miracle Cure. You can get it from the Living Clay Company. That's www.livingclayco.com. Be sure and put the CO in there. And you can also call them 1-800-915-2529. They sell the book and the clay. And I hope I've been able to help educate you all a little bit more about clay. And please let me know, email me or give me a call. My personal number is 512-262-7187. If you have a question that you don't want to discuss on the air but would like some information about, I'm always here available to help answer it to the best of my ability. If I don't know the answer, I'm going to be the first to tell you. But generally, there's some way that clay can help the body, maybe not directly on what you're talking about, but indirectly on so many other things. I've just been to the gym this morning. I've got a personal trainer to work out since I'm 72. I want to keep my muscles strong. And she keeps commenting on how beautiful my skin is for 72. And I totally attributed that to the clay and to the body cream. I love their body cream. I put it on my arms. Keeps them from looking like crepe paper. And my skin is smooth and soft. And if you've never tried the body cream, treat yourself and get a jar of the body cream. They have it unscented and in the citrus green tea. And I'm fond of the citrus green tea. The unscented is a shea butter, also with coconut oil on it. It's very rich, a little bit richer than the other, but both of them work greatly. I put them on my arms, my leg, my neck, and even my face. So have a wonderful week. It's been a joy to be with you. Again, thank you for listening, and hope I've answered your questions and helped you understand clay a little bit better. Thank you and good day.